Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast. Hi, Alex Ruggieri here. My guest today is Peter West. Peter's been a realtor since 1984. He's licensed in several states, including Massachusetts, Florida, Vermont, New York. Peter's been awarded the prestigious SEC designation from the Society of Exchange Counselors. He's also has the CCIM, the ABR, and the CRS designations. No stranger to the business, Peter's worked in residential, commercial, appraisal, land, new home sales, and as a mortgage originator. Currently, he focuses on commercial investment and development for his own behalf and for clients on a national basis. Peter is a former national sales trainer for Century 21 Real Estate Corp. Peter currently trains real estate agents throughout all of North America. He is a frequent presenter of the National Association of Realtors Buyer Agency Programs. In 2007, Peter was inducted into the Buyer Agent Hall of Fame. He's also a national moderator for commercial equity marketing sessions. He is a popular and frequent presenter at state and national conventions. Welcome, Peter West, to Commercial Connections Podcast.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think the topic at hand today is a timely one. We have many thousands of commercial practitioners in NAR who do not practice in a major MSA. In other words, they're not in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, but they're in smaller markets like myself. I'm in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, and we have maybe 100,000 population here in Champaign-Urbana. And yourself, you're in a smaller market, but you've been able to come up with strategies that not only allow you to survive in a smaller market, but to thrive. What are some of your strategies? What have you been doing?
Well, I think a lot of it, especially when the market turned not as favorably as we all would like it, we had to get back to some grassroots and really work harder at it as the investment cash dried up. So we began really looking at ourselves and really getting out there. I think the first thing you can do is to get out there, and you've got to shake so many hands a day. I go to the post office personally myself every day instead of sending somebody to the post office because I don't know who I'm going to meet on the street. I need to reach out to other brokers in the marketplace and let them know that as a commercial expert, I can help them out. What I've got is a source of residential agents that are feeding me commercial referrals. Quite oftentimes, somebody wants to take a listing, and the appeal of the commercial listing because of the price tag many times is appealing to an agent, because we all think about the commission on that big sale. But if we don't have the knowledge how to market the property, or critically how to price the property doesn't sell. So a residential agent will take the property, and it'll sit for a year, they'll spend money, they'll get frustrated, the seller will get frustrated, and then they'll list it with somebody else, and it'll be listed properly, and the sale will be made. What I've gone out and done is explain to the residential agents, you're not going to make any money under that other scenario. Why don't you refer it to me as a trusted commercial advisor, and I will pay you a handsome referral for that lead, but I'll have it, and I'll get it closed. So it's about getting out there. It's about letting people know that you're a commercial person, that you are the guy in the marketplace. My marketplace is seasonal on top of it as a resort area, so we have small windows to really work in and gain activity. But we need to get out there and promote ourselves on the internet and let the internet advertise ourselves as the credible expert in the marketplace.
Well, I love the idea of having a relationship with residential agents who would then maybe refer a commercial lead to you because there are literally thousands of them out there, and hundreds in any given board. I like in our board is a smaller board. We're in a smaller market, as I said. We have like 500 agents, and maybe, you know, 20 of them are commercial. So that means that there's 480 people who have licenses who can legally receive referrals, who have, you know, 400 set of eyeballs and four, you know, how many relationships that could be leveraged if you properly position yourself as someone who's going to take care of them, anybody that they send their way, and that they're going to get paid if they do it. You know, you're going to make them look good, and you're going to make sure they get paid. Those two things, if you have their confidence, they will do that. They will send you a referral.
And if it becomes an investor client versus somebody, say, just selling a piece of real estate that's a one-time transaction, the investor client is multiple deals usually. The other thing that I do to distinguish myself is I market the property on national commercial networks. In my marketplace, I'm the only one that exposes it to national marketing meetings. CCIM, the Society of Exchange Counselors, local regional events. Would I bill myself as the local expert, the guy that you know? I see you at the baseball game. I see you at church. I see you at the post office or the bank. I'm local. I'm your contact here, but I have the connections through my networks that are national and international. So doing business locally with a global market share is the message I like to get out to people.
That's fantastic. You mentioned the internet and marketing yourself that way. What kinds of things have you found to be effective?
I think a website that explains your credentials and your services and how you distinguish yourself among others is critical. I'm working with an investor client right now that had talked to several agents, most of them residential agents that had a multifamily listed, and he wasn't getting the information. They talked about terms like net operating income or the lingo NOI, and he found as the consumer the agents didn't know. He happened upon my website and emailed me and said, I need your services to represent me, because you are the only one in the marketplace that seems to understand this. Well, that's the perception he picked up. Clearly, Alex, there's other agents that understand it, but my marketing explained it. We can assume that people know it. We can assume people understand it, but we can't make that assumption. We have to put it out there. My website shows my credentials, and it distinguishes me from somebody else. So using the internet as an advertising tool or as your brochure is critical, especially in a marketplace such as this.
Yeah, I think today, in the old days, it used to be, you know, somebody be on the golf course saying, hey, I need to buy a building for my company, or I need to get an office for my work. And somebody would hand him a card and say, hey, you know, give Peter a call because he's done a good job for me. And that'd be the end of it. The guy would take the card and say, sure, I'll do that. Today, it's not what happens. There's another thing that's said. You're on the golf course, say, I need to buy a building. Someone says, hey, give Peter a call. Hands him the card, and he says, okay, I'll check him out. So what they're doing is today is they're going to that internet to see if there's a body of work, a corpus, whatever you want to call it, a website, you know, any kind of thread of who is this guy, what's he doing, what's his credibility. And they do their own little research before they ever pick up the phone to call you. And if you're not there, or if, as you say, the perception is not properly, the platform is not properly presented, that can be a critical juncture, and you need to make sure that's done right.
Absolutely. Another thing that we do is if we hear that there's a plan in the making or somebody's attempting to go to the planning board, I've become very active in paying attention to the planning boards and the local zoning boards to see what's going on. For example, there was a drive-through coffee donut shop that got shot down in one of the communities that we service out here. I've since reached out to the engineer. They are the people that have the people in their back pocket. Maybe it's too late for this deal, but if I can grab that engineer, sit down, have a cup of coffee, hopefully at my office, probably not. I'll buy you a cup of coffee, I'll buy you lunch out, just to get the word out there that you're doing things. We've got to go back to old-fashioned marketing. When a listing comes up that's commercial in nature in my multiple listing service, I take a couple minutes, I think to myself, who's a typical user for this building? And then I send the listing sheet and my business card and a quick note to that person. For example, there was a 10-bay garage that popped up on the market with a fenced parking lot. And I got thinking to myself, who's the logical user for that building? Kind of putting the cart before the horse. But I was able to, for that one particular property, come up with six businesses locally that may be interested in that type of property. I sent the MLS sheet, I put my card in a quick note, and I sent it to all those people, and I've become a prospecting advocate, where I do that on a daily basis. I prospect for the sales. But we also can't forget we're in the sales business, Alex. We are salespeople. Every day I go into the expired listings. Every commercial listing that pops up expired, particularly with a residential agent, I have a special letter I send them outlining my criteria, my networks, how I work, and my designations, distinguishing me from someone else. And I pick up listings by old-fashioned prospecting, which we've forgotten.
Yeah,
and the market
got real
good a few years ago.
Yeah.
We forgot. It's time to go back to basics there.
Well, I love it because what you were talking about there, I remember I would go to the zoning, code, and if something was zoned B1 or B2, there's usually a list, a very long list of allowable uses. So if, like you said, you started to brainstorm about who could use that property, well, if you're just, not that creative, and your brain isn't firing with all of the ideas of who could use that property, go to the zoning code, look up B1 or B2 or whatever it's zoned, CI or whatever it is, and there's a whole list of 30 businesses or 40 businesses that the city has already decided can use that building in that zoning, and that will stimulate those four or five users that, like you came up with naturally. If you can't think of that, go to that zoning code and look at it, and then call those people or send them that letter. I agree. Just get back to basics here.
And that's also planting a seed, because quite oftentimes they're not interested. There's a small percentage of those folks that will keep your card on hand, and I've gotten calls a long time after, hey, I know you sent me a letter. I wasn't interested. As a matter of fact, I'm calling you to sell my building. The reason I'm getting those calls is, again, I stand out differently than the other agents because I'm actively prospecting for business. That tells a lot to a potential seller.
Because, it says you've got hustle. Well, we are at the end of our time. What would you say would be the top three things if someone to take away from this call that you'd want them to remember?
I think number one is networking. I can't say enough about it. You're in the sales business. You have to be networking on a daily basis. You've got to shake 10 hands a day at a minimum at the post office, at the bank, to let people know what you're doing. The second thing, you have to stay on top of the market, and you have to stay on top of market trends. Financing is changing on a daily basis. If you can understand the new trends, you can tailor your business and get sales closed. And the third thing is you have to stay on top of technology. Besides having an internet site and putting your listings on LoopNet and CoStar and Realtor.com and all those sites, you have to stay in touch with technology. I am a strong believer in using the cloud. Dropbox is a favorite because it's free, and I have all my information there. So the minute I get a call, it's so critical today to respond quickly. Somebody calls me, I can shoot them the information, whether I'm at my son's basketball game, whether I'm sitting at the beach, or whether I'm at the office. I can do it right from my telephone. So technology gets us the ability to be that person and give the consumer what they want, instant gratification.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Peter West, you have had such great success in small markets. Appreciate your sharing with our commercial practitioners at NAR some of the secrets of your success. And thank you for being with us today on Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thanks, Alex. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.